Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at carvana.com.
Have you guys ever experienced hemorrhoids before? Yeah. Yeah, it sucks. Well, wasn't that a lovely way to start this podcast? You guys aren't aware, but that just got me 50 bucks. You gotta do what you gotta do to make this money. Welcome to the Professionally Silly Podcast. If you're a new listener, welcome to the fun and maybe some weird. I'm your audible boo thang, Amber Smiles Jones, and this is the podcast where you can experience the silly, random, creepy, and of course, the weird. In short, we experience life, but on a comical level. It's kind of like life, but it's funny. You get it? Yeah. Anywho, I like to put my stank on it. Brought to you by my very shitty Wi-Fi. First things first, I'm going to go ahead and shout out my listeners because I appreciate you guys giving me a chance to verbally molest your ear canals. Thank you. Also, we have a very special co-host guest with us today. My homie, Stella Artois. You guys may know her as a bottle of Belgian beer. So we're going to be having some sips while we talk some shit. Oh, she goes down nice. That's what she said. Last week, we had a couple of my favorite dumbasses for January 2020. We had a postal worker, a U.S. post office worker, who decided to store undelivered packages in a storage unit that he was renting. And we had a drunk guy peeing on people and more. So it was a very interesting episode. So if you missed it, shame on you. And go listen after this one. This week, I thought it would be awesome to talk about crazy Valentine's Day stories. As I've mentioned many times before in my podcast episodes, my love life is absolute garbage. Just basura, okay? Therefore, not a huge fan of Valentine's Day, all right? But I love it when I have a boo, of course, you know. And yes, I'm aware that makes me a hypocrite. Hate Valentine's Day when I'm single. Love it when I have a boo. That's just how it is, okay? I don't care. Whatever. All right, so anywho, this podcast episode is dedicated to all those single people out there, all right? And if you have a boo, I guess you can still listen, whatever. Worst Valentine's Day stories. Yay! This is the podcast where love goes to die. Yeah. Anywho, make sure you guys email me at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. Email me your embarrassing stories or your, I don't know, maybe you got some ghost stories, something. Send them to me. I want to do some fun listener episodes. So give me what you got. And this is going to be a really fun episode, guys. All right. If you're listening to this on podcast, this on podcast. If you're listening to this podcast on an Apple device or any other podcast platform that allows you to rate and review, hook a sister up with a 5-star rating and written review on the Professionally Silly Podcast. Hold up. I was thirsty. Okay. So anywho, every time I get a good review, it makes this podcast a little easier to find, by those who haven't heard of us yet, who haven't had the blessing of having my voice pass through their headphones or speakers yet. You feel me? And I'm real fun, especially on a road trip. You feel me? Like while you're washing the dishes with your coffee in the morning, maybe while you're laying in bed. Damn. Or is it laying in bed or is it lying in bed? Words are hard. Okay, guys, if you want to join in on the silly. You have the Anchor app. You can hit me up or you can call/text my Google Voice number as well. I want to hear your voices for once. 805-664-1828. Or maybe you just have an interesting topic that you would like me to cover. Maybe you want to tell me I suck. I don't know. Let me know. Tweet me on Twitter or email me, whatever. My contact info is below in the show notes. And before we get started, for those of you that have always wanted to start your own podcast, but you just had every reason under the sun not to, thought you would be good at it, didn't have the right equipment, whatever. Guess what? No more excuses after you hear this. So now you have the opportunity to start your own podcast for fucking free. Damn right. Double F, fucking free. Well, what do you say we go ahead and jump into these crazy Valentine's Day stories that make you glad you're single or, you know, make you glad you found a boo who's not insane? I don't know. Maybe you're one of the lucky ones. Happy Valentine's Day! And for all those lovers out there doing it, yeah, and eating expensive chocolates, 'tis the season for me to be petty. So let's get to our first Valentine's Day disaster. Nicole has a very interesting story that she shared with the internet, and it reads, "My boyfriend of about a year and a half at the time never believed in Valentine's Day, and I was his first real girlfriend, so I didn't expect anything. But then he told me to leave my college house for a while so he could set something up for me. I was shocked and excited and thought he would set up candles and food or something like that, especially since he said, give me an hour or so. When I got back, he had the door shut to my room and a huge grin on his face, but I walked in and didn't see anything. He said, look over there. He had gotten me many candles, unlit, and a simple lotion and put them on my desk. Now, I'm a firm believer in the fact that it's the thought that counts, but I was very confused as to why he made me leave for so long to set it up. Even my roommates laughed at me when he left." Okay, I'm confused. Did it took him an hour to set up like some mini candles that he didn't even light and some lotion? And it took it. Okay, so my guess is he was playing his skin flute for about an hour. He was like, I'm just going to fucking jack it. Why not? It's Valentine's Day. I deserve it. You know, like he couldn't wait for the girl to show up. I don't know. Like, what's going on there? Like, what took so long? Nicole, you lucky, lucky girl. I know you were like, oh, the man of my dreams. Oh, my God. That just sounds so weird. You know, or I mean, did he do it before she got there, or did he have the weird grin on his face because he wanted her to play his skin flute? I don't know. And for those of you who are like, what does she mean by playing skin flute? You know, jacking it. You know, I'm choking the chicken. That's just my favorite way of saying that. The fact that I have a favorite way of saying that. Okay. Anyhow, I wonder what kind of lotion it was.
It rubs the lotion on its skin or else it gets the hose again.
I don't know if we should be upset with this dude because of what he expected or what he wanted or the fact that he's just fucking lazy. Anywho, next up, we've got Nikki, who shares her lovely V-Day experience. And Nikki writes, "My college boyfriend gets his buddy to let us use his parents' fancy New York apartment while they're out of town. So we make dinner, get naked, and start rolling around on the floor. But his friend's parents have cats, and I'm horribly allergic to cats. So I'm sneezing and my eyes are tearing up, but I am determined to ignore it all and have the best sex of my life. But then my vajayjay must have been exposed to some kitty hair because it starts to swell up. And I mean really swell up. I've never seen anything like it before since. Naturally, the V-Day fun stopped there." I'm sorry. All of that is just a huge, huge load of what the fuck. Bitch, why would you put your pussy in that position? First of all, okay, your eyes were tearing up. Bitch, you were sneezing. Did you need dick that bad? Like, was it that serious? Like, good God. She's gonna walk around with a pussy looking like a swollen ass? Hell no. I do not understand. Has sex changed that it's so good that it's worth all that? Okay, it's been a while for me. But it don't take a swollen ass vagina for me to be like, you know what? This isn't working for me. Yeah, make yourself useful and hand me an EpiPen or something. Like, oh my God. Can you imagine that doctor's visit? Like, what? Trying to explain to your doctor what the fuck just occurred. So tell me, Nikki, is it? Why is your vagina so swollen? Explain this to me. To be a fly on that wall. And you know that doctor told all their little doctor friends about your giant vagina at happy hour over $5 drinks. You know he did. I would have. I mean, shit. She did. She just told the entire internet about what happened. And anybody who knows her that happens to come across that, they're going to be like, fucking Nikki. Yeah, man, you should have seen the size of this chick's vagina. I'm telling you, man, swollen. Looks like Homer Simpson's face on the side. But you know, money's worth it. You know what I mean? Here we are after work, happy hour, enjoying drinks. I've got a Tesla and a condo, so whatever. Swollen vaginas pay for it all. Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, so much happened with that story. Hope you guys enjoyed that random doctors at happy hour skit. I'm a regular comedian. Next up, we have Pat, who shared her beautiful Valentine's Day memory. So let's go ahead and see what Pat has to say. Pat says, about a year had passed since my amicable divorce, and I decided it was time to start dating again. Unsure how to begin, I thought I'd scan the personals column of my local newspaper. I came across three men who seemed like they'd be promising candidates. A couple days later, I was checking my answering machine and discovered a message from my ex-husband. I was over visiting the kids yesterday, he said. Anyway, while I was there, I happened to notice you had circled some ads in the paper. Listen, don't bother calling the guy in the second column. I can tell you right now, it's not going to work out. Yeah, that guy's me. Did you guys like my ex-husband voice? Yeah, it's fire. First off, the paper, the newspaper, do they still even do that? Like, I honestly can't remember the last time I actually held a newspaper. Like, now that I think about it, I really can't. And if I understand, those ads ain't free. Like, it's just random that they did the same exact thing at the same time. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. And if that's how they're still looking for love, then shit, good luck to them. I guess it's safer than Craigslist. I don't know. That's weird. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't even know how to contact a newspaper. Like, I would probably go online. Like, you know, how do you even put in a personals ad? I don't know. It just seems too hard. I'm just going to swipe left or right. It's easier. Anyhow, let's get on to our next lovely story about love and romance gone wrong. The story here, there's no name for it, but it's pretty short. It says, I went on a romantic dinner date with a guy I was newly dating, and he took ecstasy before dinner. He was sweating profusely and blacked out while the waiter was taking our order. I left him there mortified. Nothing says romance like someone passed out while ordering your food on a dinner date on Valentine's Day. Love is in the air. Guys, it is. It really is. I'm sorry. I just need to know why. Like, why was that the moment he said, you know what? I'm going to pop an ecstasy pill. This is that moment. Like, right before dinner. That's the moment you chose. I mean, it's bad enough. You're sweating on everything. But come on, man. I cannot right now at all. I don't understand. I guess ecstasy is a hell of a drug.
Now, as I was saying, drugs are bad. You shouldn't do drugs. If you do them, you're bad. Because drugs are bad, okay? It's a bad thing to do drugs, so don't be bad by doing drugs, okay? That'd be bad. Drugs are bad.
So, this next story is another story just full of wonder and hope. Like, I wonder who you cheating on me with. Anyways, Fatima shares her story. An hour after going out to a fancy V-Day dinner, I found out my boyfriend had been cheating on me for more than 6 months. His phone rang. I answered it because he was in the shower, and it's not uncommon for us to do that. I thought we had no secrets. It was an unsaved number and a girl wondering who the hell I was. Needless to say, I canceled our reservations for the night. See, Fatima, homegirl, first mistake you made. I would have kept the reservations, invited one of my homegirls, and had a lovely evening trash talking his bitch ass all night long. And I would hope the manager of that restaurant heard what happened and would comp our fucking meal. Damn right, because I will take a free pity meal any day. It's free and the bitch still has to eat. Also, I would have accidentally dropped his phone in the toilet while he was showering and then flushed it a couple of times so that the cold water would disturb him. Then I would write a message on the bathroom mirror from the steam of his own shower, and it would say something like, I know, or cheater, or look in the toilet. I don't know, but I do know that I would have been petty as fuck. You know what? That might be why I'm single. Huh. Well, that might be why I'm single. Okay. Just had a breakthrough. You know, and as of right now, I'm glad that I'm single, but I think it's because we're going through all these crappy Valentine's Day stories, and it's just like, ugh, glad it wasn't me, you know? Like... But I know me. The moment that this podcast ends, I'll probably be lost in my own thoughts of loneliness as I sit in my studio apartment as my cat silently licks herself in the corner of my apartment. Then I'll probably start to binge listen to true crime podcasts because murder is a lot easier to hear, you know, when you're alone than it is to think about how lonely you are. Or maybe I'll just binge watch episodes of This Is Us while I go ahead and down an entire bottle of wine all by my lonesome. Yeah. Yeah, I should get laid. Anywho, we've reached our last crappy Valentine's Day story. Nothing quite like sadness of like the sadness of others to bring smiles and laughters into our hearts. Anyway, let's talk about this poor soul and her shitty Valentine's Day date, shall we? This is coming from Wedlocked. Let me grab a sip of beer for this one. I only sipped it so you know I had some. All right. Wedlocked shares. A few years back, I went to a Valentine's Day party thrown by a guy that I had been on one very hot, sexy date with, and I was his official Valentine's Day date. When we got to the dark and velvet soif champagne lounge, soif? Am I saying that right? S-W-A. Alexa, how do you say S-W-A-T-H-E-D?
I pronounce that swathed, but I'm always working on how I say things and I might not have it right.
Damn, swathed. That's a new word for me. Anywho, we just experienced that together. You damn right we did. When we got to the dark and velvet suaved champagne lounge, he brought me a glass of bubbly and then left me in the corner while he worked in the room. Oh, excuse me, while he worked the room. No matter, I had other friends there, right? So that was fine. He came back over to check on me a few times, dipping in for a few occasional kisses and bringing me more drinks. When he asked me if I was ready for a third drink and if I was free for the following night for a second date, I was thrilled. On the route to bringing my drink, however, he was suddenly cut off by a tall, dark brunette woman with legs up to my chin. He leaned in to kiss her cheek hello, and in one swoop, she grabbed him around the neck and practically sucked his face off. I must have been 2 feet away, and his arm was extended out to the side since he was caught by surprise and still holding my drink. I was shocked. I just stood there and watched them make out with my jaw on the floor. I walked past him, took my champagne from his hand as this man continued to kiss the girl that wasn't me and drank it in one gulp. I left and tried to hail a cab, but it was New York City on Valentine's Day and everything was taken. Then a white limo pulled up to the curb. It was empty as it had just dropped off a couple, and the driver offered to give me a lift for free. I must have looked so pathetic. So I let him. In the back of this huge white limo that someone else paid for, I drank someone else's leftover champagne and lounged in yet another space covered in red velvet. It was the worst Valentine's Day ever. Signed, Wedlocked. I tried so hard not to laugh, like I wanted to I wanted to act it out so you guys could experience it like she was telling you, but first and foremost, fuck that guy, okay? And before you heterosexual ladies tell me that lesbians have it easier or that gay people have it easier, let me stop you right there, okay? It's the exact same thing, except with lesbians, sex, you know, the sex is better. let me stop. Maybe it's just me, but I find it weird that he ditched his date all night while she sat there watching him mingle. I mean, I understand that, you know, he's the one who threw the party, but you still have a date there, like, you know, maybe she should mingle with him and that wouldn't have fucking happened. That girl would have known that he was with someone. I don't know. You just really got to mark your territory. Pee on his leg, something. Also, I find it kind of rude that he was making out with another girl while his date was there. I mean, just a tad rude, you know. But I do respect the fact that he did not spill or drop her a drink. So, I mean, he deserves a high five for that. And I'm proud of her for grabbing her drink before she left. I don't know why, I just am. Also, good on her, you know, for getting a free limo ride. That's awesome. I've already mentioned to you before, I have no problem accepting free shit because someone pities me. I don't give a fuck, okay? Free ride home. Shit. After the limo dropped me off, you know, I would have walked off with that entire bottle of leftover champagne too. But had like a Carrie Bradshaw moment just walking in the park, whatever, with my fucking heels in my hand. I don't wear heels, but this is just for the story. You know what? And if the limo driver was cute and not a serial killer, maybe we finish that champagne together. Pop some ecstasy pills, fall asleep at a restaurant in the middle of ordering our food. Who knows?
I am someone who is looking for love. Real love. Ridiculous, inconvenient, consuming, can't live without each other love. And I don't think that love is here in this expensive suite, in this lovely hotel in Paris.
Bitch, listen, if you don't want to be with somebody in an expensive suite in an expensive hotel in Paris, move your skinny white ass over. I will take that petty date. God damn it. Well, if there's anything that you can take from this podcast episode, it's if you're cheating, don't leave your phone lying around. Also, ain't nothing wrong with free, even in pity. Let's also not forget, ecstasy is a hell of a drug, all right? Professionally silly life rules, guys. I'm trying to keep y'all alive. I certainly hope that you guys enjoyed this spiteful yet fun episode of Professionally Silly Podcast. Make sure that you show your support for your girl by leaving 5-star review on Apple Podcasts /iTunes. It makes me easier to find by new listeners. Also, if you have a podcast that you already love listening, even if it's not this one, and you can't get enough of it, do that podcaster or podcasters a favor and let them know. Leave them 5-star reviews for their podcast and a comment telling them what you enjoy. It makes our day to know that our listeners are not only listening, but they are enjoying what they're listening to. It's like it's visual validation that every content creator wants to experience. Now they want to know, you know, that all that research, hard work, all the sacrifices, money, time, and talent, you know, that they put into it is not only appreciated, but enjoyed. You know, there are a lot of amazing podcasts out there, listeners. So, you know, go ahead and click on those little magnifying glass search things and type in something. Listen to a new podcast today. Shout out to littlethings.com, womenshealthmag.com, readersdigest.ca, and thoughtcatalog.com. And of course, we can't forget about catchmeeksifyoucan.com. These are the fun kick-ass sites that I used to find our interesting Valentine's Day disaster stories. So yeah. Make sure you guys send in your ghost stories, any true crime stories, alien abduction stories, confession stories, embarrassing moments, or what have you. I want to start doing some listener story episodes, and that would be freaking awesome. Also, you can be anonymous if you like. Just let me know in your email. Hit me up at ambersmilesjones@gmail.com. I want to once again take the time to thank everyone, for those of you who come to chill with me every week. I love you so much. I know that Professionally Silly is not the most popular podcast, mainly because not many people know that I exist yet. But with your help, if you share this podcast with a friend, rate, review, subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Tell people about Professionally Silly. That can change. You know, I may not be huge, but I'm proud of what I've got, even if I only have about 4 or 5 listeners a week. So thank you guys so much for joining me every week. It means a lot more than you know. So make sure you guys check out the show notes for some bonus info for you, like my social media information. I got TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, and a YouTube channel that is also called Professionally Silly. Ah, man, I got so much going on, you know? So make sure you guys follow me, subscribe me, fan me, whatever you want to call it. Oh, I have a new app that I'm doing. It's called World's Greatest Videos. Make sure you follow me there as well at Amber Smiles Jones. It is an app that allows you to not only become a content creator yourself, but gives you an opportunity to actually, maybe make some money making these fun videos. You get to go ahead and jump in these competitions, these video contests, and get into votes and things like that. You get you some money. So it's pretty fire. There's my dog Max, or my neighbor's dog Max. You wanna download the app, World's Greatest Videos? Right, he's in. Shut the fuck up. Anywho, I would love if you guys would share this podcast and my YouTube channel with a friend and help me grow. Let's get professionally silly, baby. I am hoping that this dog will shut the fuck up in a second, but As y'all know, he never does. Once again, I'm your audible boo thing, Amber Smiles Jones, and thank you so much for listening to the Professionally Silly Station here on Anchor FM, where I take my silliness seriously. Also, feel free to call in about any episode of Professionally Silly that you've heard through the Anchor app, or you can call/text my Google Voice number for a chance to be featured on my podcast, 805-664-1828. Until next time, my loves, watch where you step, because there are pieces of shit everywhere. Oh, now he wants to shut the fuck up when I got nothing else to goddamn say. Whatever. If you're all caught up on the silly, check out these dope-ass podcast promos from a few of my favorite podcasts.
Dumb and Busted has been called, quote, one of America's greatest treasures by 3 out of 3 hosts of the show.
Dumb and Busted is a weekly true crime comedy podcast with stories of exceptionally smart and insanely dumb crimes. Comedian Hunter Donaldson has hailed it as the greatest thing to come out of Portland since comedian Hunter Donaldson, who is me, also a host of the show.
Podcasters Allison Copeland and Hannah Ether praised Dumb and Busted as, quote, found on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, and anywhere else you get your podcasts. Just more rave reviews from 2 other people who host the show.
Catch us every Thursday and follow us at Dumb and Busted on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Crime you later!
Hey, gamer. My trusted companion, confidant, / spirit animal. I don't know if I can convey to the audience how great this podcast is within 60 seconds. Wait, what? I mean, yeah, it's called the OD Podcast because all the information and things you may learn here may cause you overdose. What? I mean, yeah, if you come here with an open mind, heart, perspective, you'll leave with everything plus some laughter. Yeah. What? What'd you say? I mean, yeah, we talk about everything under the sun, around the sun, and in the cosmos. Yeah, that's true. Huh? What? And yeah, it's a perfect place to work on your verbal roundhouses. Damn it, I chose wisely. You heard him here, folks, all right? Here at the OD Podcast, where doses may vary, you get everything you need to become a better person and less of a jerk, all right? Come join us. We promise you'll learn and leave with something amazing. We love you. Come stay with us.
Hey, true crime listeners, check out our podcast, I Said Goddamn. We're a true crime comedy podcast hosted by 2 besties who like to share messed up cases that make you say goddamn. Every Sunday, we try to one-up each other's story by sharing a horrific case the other has never heard of. Along the way, we splash in some wildly inappropriate jokes and colorful language. Listen every Sunday from any of your favorite podcast directories. Also, follow us on Twitter at ISGD Podcast or visit our website, isgdpodcast.com.